Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Laura.
And today, Laura, we are going to be talking about Europe's independent art scene.
Wow. That sounds really... What does it mean?
Well, that's a good question. It sounds very kind of serious, doesn't
it?
Europe, of course, is one of the seven continents. When we think of Europe, we think of countries like England, France, Germany,
Italy,
Spain, you know, that part of the world. And art, well, art could be anything from paintings to dancing to music, sculpture, even filmmaking and writing can be considered art. And a scene is basically like a community. A lot of artists who work in one city, even if they're doing different kinds of art, they might know each other and they might work together on certain projects. So this is kind of a scene. It's like a community or a neighborhood of artists, if you will. And yes, independent. That's the most important word we have there. Something independent is kind of on its own.
Right.
It's not connected to a bigger group, a bigger organization.
I see.
When we talk about independent movies, it might be movies where the people making the movie got all the money to do it. They didn't work with, you know, MGM or Fox or one of those big Hollywood companies. They did it on their own. Maybe they borrowed money from, you know, a rich friend or something like that so that they could have their own way of doing it without sort of following other people's rules or having a boss. If you don't have a boss, you might be an independent worker. For example, our example sentence reads, Mitch is an independent taxi driver. He works for himself, not for a big taxi company. So, of course, he makes more money that way, but he has to work harder to find business. And that's the problem with being independent. Okay, so that's a little bit of an introduction. Let's find out in the article about Europe's independent art scene.
Reading. Europe's independent art scene. Most art is found inside museums, but art should not be limited simply to museum exhibits. For instance, there are many kinds of street art, and no two artists are alike. Europe is home to a number of independent artists, including Felice Varini and Jan Vorman, whose styles couldn't be more different. In a room full of barrels in France, strange, broken shapes and bands of color have been painted on the walls and ceiling. People can't make sense of it until they stand in one particular place. Then, all of the shapes come together. From here, they realize that these painted shapes form a set of nine triangles that seem to hang in the air. This work is named Nine Dancing Triangles and is a prime example of Swiss artist Felice Varini's magical style. Varini uses projector stencil techniques to create art that looks like geometric shapes from a single perspective. However, Varini says that his work exists as a whole, and every view is important. He loves architectural and urban spaces, and wants to use his art to transform these places.
All right. Very interesting article. What does it say at the beginning? It says, most art is found inside museums.
True.
I mean, if you want to find art, you could go to kind of two places.
Art
a museum,
museum.
Where they might just have famous art, or an art gallery. G-A-L-L-E-R-Y, where they might sell art. Okay. But yeah, a lot of art is found inside museums. But it says art should not be limited simply to museum exhibits.
Okay.
Good point. Good point. Okay. If something is limited, it's sort of controlled. It sort of has boxes around it or rules around it. It's not kind of free and open. There's a certain amount and no more than that is allowed. Okay. So we limit things, for example, like how fast people drive on the highway.
That's true.
Right? There's a sign that says if you go over the speed limit, you could get in trouble. Or parents might try to limit how much the kids watch TV.
That's a good idea on a weekday, right?
They might say, oh, on Monday, from Monday to Friday, you can only watch 1 hour of TV.
Right.
They want to limit it so you have more time to do homework.
Mm.
Here's another person limiting something on our example sentence. Molly limited herself to one hamburger per week because she wants to lose weight. She used to eat four or five
every week, that's a little bit too much. Right.
So she's limiting herself. Now, it says art should not be limited to just museum exhibits. What's an exhibit?
Okay, well, 刚刚我们提到的有关 limit 这个字呢，其实就是指限制、限定这样的意思哦。OK， 那刚刚 Mike 有提到说，很多东西都会被限制住啦，像是开车的时候时速也会被限制，或者呢，有时候呢，我们可能去一个地方，然后去探望的时候，他就会说 ，OK， visits are limited to 30 minutes.、
Mm.
That just means visits must not be longer than 30 minutes.、
Mm-hmm.
那 exhibit 是什么意思呢？其实就是我们可能会看到一些展示品啊，或是陈列品这样的意思。所以整个的句在这个课文的句子是这么说的啊，说哇，大部分的艺术品其实我们都可以在 museums 在博物馆内被发现。不过呢，其实这个艺术品呢，不应该只是受限为博物馆的展览品这样子的意思啦。
Let's go back up and check out that word exhibit.、
Mm-hmm.
I should mention that an exhibit is the kind of thing you see in a museum,、
mm.
right? When you go to a museum and they have, for example, a lot of paintings by Monet or Picasso, that would be a Picasso exhibit. It's like a show or a display of things for people to go and look at and enjoy.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so what kinds of art can we find that's not in a museum? It says, for instance, there are many kinds of street art.And no two artists are alike.
Wow.
Good point. Street art is art that is either done on the street or on the walls of the city. So they don't actually just put it in a painting in a museum or a gallery. They actually do it on the wall of a building or on the street or something like that. So we would call that street art.
没错，其实有些的艺术呢，我们可以在怎么样街上看到啦，就是 street art， 就是街头艺术。而且呢，更酷的是，没有任何两位艺术家是相同的哦。这里我们有没有看到 alike 这个字？其实它就是相同的啦，类似的啊，跟 similar 这个字是差不多的哦。比方像是呢，我可以说。Two apples alike in shape. Okay, so we can describe two apples. They look pretty much alike or similar in shape.
Right, exactly. Okay, back to the article. It says Europe is home to a number of independent artists. All right, including Felice Verini and Jan Vorman, whose styles couldn't be more different. Okay, so here's just a few of these independent artists.We're talking about Felice Verini is one. Jan Vorman is another.And it says their styles couldn't be more different. It couldn't be more different. That means their styles are very different. They couldn't be more different because they are already very, very different.
OK, right, 所以这里呢我们提到就是欧洲啊是许多独立艺术家发迹的地方哦。那刚刚呢我们提到的呢就是what are the names again? They're very hard to pronounce.
Felice Verini and Jan Vorman.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
所以这两位艺术家呢哇他们的风格呢我们可以形容是非常非常的不同。我们说 whose styles couldn't be more different. 其实用来加强强调说他们的风格是非常的不同哦。再不同也不过这样子意思啦。
Okay, for example, here's one of the artist's work. It says, in a room full of barrels in France, strange broken shapes and bands of color have been painted on the walls and ceiling.
Wow, okay.
This is big art. It's not just a painting. It's a room full of barrels. Those are sort of like big round, what would you say,
a barrel?
It's kind of like a box, but it's round. And when you think of people moving water or moving, you know, things like liquids around, they might move it in a barrel. They have broken shapes, bands of color, like big wide stripes of color on the walls and on the ceiling. So imagine a room just full of amazing things for you to look at.
Wow, that sounds really different. OK, 所以在法国大家可以想象一下充满这样非常艺术色彩。他说一个堆满木桶就是 barrels 的房间里面哦，在这个墙壁上还有哪里呢？ Ceilings 就是天花板上呢粉刷着奇异又破碎的形状，以及呢这个有颜色的长条形哦，哇，充满了艺术色彩。
It says people can't make sense of it until they stand in one particular place. Okay, they can't make sense of it. That kind of means they can't understand it.
Right.
Until they stand in one particular place. I guess if you stand in one place, everything kind of comes together and then you go, oh! But before that, you're kind of confused.
Wondering.
You don't really understand. And that's basically what not make sense of something means. You don't really understand it. And I think we're going to...learn a little bit more about this, aren't we?
Right, because it's our shortcut for you, Fred. Let's check it out.
All right.
Shortcut for you.
Uh-oh. I think we took a wrong turn.
Really? Where are we? Are we lost?
Maybe.
How?
I can't make sense of this map.
Make sense? You don't need to make anything. Just follow the map.
To make sense of something means to understand something.
I see. Make sense of something is 理解.
Exactly. This map is so confusing that I can't make any sense of it.
Let me see if I can make sense of it. Here's your problem.
What is it?
You're looking at the map upside down.
Okay, so back to the article. We're standing in this room. There's...crazy broken shapes and bands of color. It doesn't really make sense till we stand in one particular, that's kind of like one special place. And then you look, and it says, then all of the shapes come together. From here, they, that's the people, right? People like us going to look, they realize that these painted shapes form a set of 9 triangles that seem to hang in the air.
Wow, that's
very interesting.
I would want to go and take a look myself because, I mean, we don't, okay, because we're standing right here. I want to stand and, you know, see all these cool shapes
come together. Right, yeah, you have to go there to see it, for sure.
Right, so 本来呢，如果你从一个不同的位置来看，你可能觉得搞不清楚还是什么，但是如果你站到一个对的位置的话，在那之后呢，据说呢，所有的形状就会结合在一起，而且在这个位置上呢，哇，这个人们呢，就可以了解到这些漆上去的形状呢，其实会构成什么呢？看起来是挂在空中的9个 triangles, 9个三角形哦。Wow, that's really interesting.
Interesting, yeah. The work is actually named 9 Dancing Triangles.
That's so cute.
And is a prime example of Swiss artist Felice Verini's magical style. Okay, 9 Dancing Triangles, that's the name. It says this is a prime example.Of this artist's work. Something that's a prime example is sort of like the best example, the number one example. For example, you know, we could say if you're going to watch the 101 fireworks, right, standing in front of the Taipei City Hall building is a prime spot, a prime location. It's one of the best places that you can be. Or maybe on top of Elephant Mountain, right? Some people like to go there. It's a really good spot. Nothing will get in the way. You'll be able to see everything perfectly. It's a prime spot or a prime location. And we had magical, well, magical, it's an adjective, something about magic, right? Mm-hmm. If something is like magic, it's magical, okay? So Harry Potter uses magical powers to fight the bad guy. But we can also talk about just something being wonderful or magical. We had a magical day at the beach. All my friends were there. We had a barbecue, a great time, no problems. It was a perfect or magical day. It was like magic. For example, watching the sunrise from Ali Mountain is a magical experience. It's really wonderful. And you'll remember it for a long time.
Right, okay. 所以其实呢 prime 这个字呢虽然它有这个主要的意思啦不过呢它也可以指最棒的意思哦。所以呢刚刚我们提到这个作品其实我觉得它的名字很可爱哦就是呢叫做 Nine Dancing Triangles, 就是九个跳舞的三角形哦。那当然它也是由这个瑞士的艺术家也就是刚刚我们提到的 Felice Farinese,它的怎么样 ？Magical style， magical 呢？当然我们可以指这个像是魔术般啊 ，OK， 或者呢，它也可以表示呢，像是非常美妙的这样子的意思哦，像是 a magical day， the magical season 哦 ，OK， 我们可以用这样来形容。所以呢，哇，这个风格呢，就是有如像魔术般这样子的一个非常的特别的一个很棒的一个例子哦。
嗯哼 ，Verini uses projector stencil techniques。That's what it's called.
Okay.
If you want to learn how to make this art, it's called projector stencil techniques. She does this to create art that looks like geometric shapes from a single perspective. So that's why it looks kind of weird when you move around, but you stand in one spot, it all comes together.
OK, 我懂了。所以这个艺术家呢，他就使用呢，刚刚我们说的是投影机魔术技术，模板技术，对不起 ，projector stencil techniques.来创作艺术作品所以呢从单一的一个地点呢透视就会看起来有这个什么呢 geometric shapes 就是几何的这个图形 OK however Verini says that his work exists as a whole and every view is important
Oh so you shouldn't be so focused on standing in one
right.
place you should move around and look at the room from many different ways He says he loves architectural and urban spacesSo he loves buildings, he loves cities, he loves big squares, you know, in the downtown area, that kind of thing. And he wants to use his art to transform these places. Now, I'm sure he loves mountains and lakes and trees, but he thinks cities are interesting and beautiful in their own way, and he's just trying to make them more beautiful.
Oh, he has a great point.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's now time for our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
All right, our chat question is about street art.
Okay. Yeah, so do you remember, like, seeing any street art in Taiwan? Well, if so, please describe some interesting street art you have seen in Taiwan.
Okay, I'd say the street art scene in Taiwan is not as good as it could be.
Right.
It's getting better, but compared to cities like London or New York or, you know, even some cities in Canada, smaller cities, there's kind of a bit more of it.
Right.
But if you go to this sort of Taipei... what would you call it? The Dongchu or Dinghao area? There's, you know, some street art back there. There's some interesting spray painting and stuff that people have done on some of the walls. Also, the Ximending area of Taipei has some artists working there. And sometimes, you know, there's art on the street or people doing art outside.
Oh, like in Danshui area. Like, yeah, I think so.
In that area, too?
I think
some good street art?
Yeah.
Okay. So those are some good places you might want to check out. And, of course, around the 101 Taipei City Hall area, they also have some street art. In my neighborhood, actually, I noticed this. I don't know if it was a man or a woman, but there's this very small house, and they painted kind of like cartoon characters all over it. And it's really cool because it's kind of just in a block with normal boring gray, white, brown houses. And right in the middle, there's this one house that looks like a comic book exploded all over it. So it's out there. You just kind of have to keep your eyes open.
Right.
And if you're an artist, maybe you can help make our cities and towns around Taiwan more beautiful. Get out there and do some street art. Don't be shy. A lot of people will probably appreciate the color and the life that street art can bring to places.
Definitely.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have for today. See you next time.
Bye.
Europe's independent art scene. Most art is found inside museums. But art should not be limited simply to museum exhibits. For instance, there are many kinds of street art, and no two artists are alike. Europe is home to a number of independent artists, including Felice Varini and Jan Vorman, whose styles couldn't be more different. In a room full of barrels in France, strange, broken shapes and bands of color have been painted on the walls and ceiling. People can't make sense of it until they stand in one particular place. Then, all of the shapes come together. From here, they realize that these painted shapes form a set of 9 triangles that seem to hang in the air. This work is named 9 Dancing Triangles and is a prime example of Swiss artist Felice Varini's magical style. Varini uses projector stencil techniques to create art that looks like geometric shapes from a single perspective. However, Varini says that his work exists as a whole, and every view is important. He loves architectural and urban spaces, and wants to use his art to transform these places.
Vocabulary review.
Independent. Harry wanted to become more independent, so he moved out to live on his own. Limit. The careful mother always tries to limit the amount of candy that her children eat. Exhibit. We went to the museum because there was a special exhibit on French painters. Prime. Japan is the prime destination for most tourists in Asia. Magical. The wizard said some magical words and turned himself into a large green monster.